What's up, guys? You're welcome back to your favorite midnight podcast show, the Midnight Shire Show with Zumnan. And we're back here with another amazing one after such a long time. It has been such a long time since we did this. But yeah, we're back for the season finale, the two-part special season finale. So this is part one, and you guys will get part two next week. So with me here in the studio, I have
Zara
and
Serena.
Okay, and I'm sure you guys already know what we're talking about because you saw it. So yeah, we're talking about the controversial line from Shali Poppy and Odumodu's song cast, and the line is, "If she knew." So is it if she knew folk?
If she knew folk,
who go pay for a wig and handbag? Yeah, and I'm here with these ladies to discuss that. So first of all, let's start with you, Zara, because you look very eager to talk about this.
Well, not really, but I don't agree with it, but I also don't disagree, to be honest.
What do you mean by you don't agree but you don't disagree?
It's like it's true, but at the same time, it's not true.
Yeah, they are giving me the same answer now. Elaborate, tell us, explain. All parts of it are true, all parts of it are not true.
It's like, it's true depending. Like, let's say for some women it is like this, okay, but not for all of them.
Okay, so you, where do you stand?
I'm indifferent, to be honest.
You are indifferent. Okay, let's go to you, Serena. What do you think about it?
Jesus. the lyric, that particular verse, I feel like guys have this view on women as gold diggers. And that's how Odumodu made it sound in the song. And I feel like some girls that are gold diggers have their reasons for being gold diggers.
Yes. No, I don't get. So, okay, you now. Let's talk personal. Yeah, you now. Do you think you are a gold digger?
No, I don't think I'm a gold digger. I don't see myself as one.
Okay, so what do you define as a gold digger?
Someone that uses guys just for money.
Okay, what about if you use guys for money and other things? Are you referred to as a gold digger?
I don't think so, no. Like, wait, what context? Like, if you're doing, like, stuff with them and also collecting money from them, like the lyric says?
No, not in that aspect. Like, let's say you are in a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you are in it for money, but, like, you are also in a relationship. So, are you referred to as a gold digger in that situation or not?
And you are in it for just money.
Yeah. But like you, okay, but you know that, okay, for me to get the money, I have to be doing, like, I have to be emotionally invested and stuff like that. But like, you are there for the money. So are you a gold digger or not?
No, you're not a gold digger.
So what are you?
You're just somebody that is
in a relationship.
In a relationship.
For money.
You're in a relationship.
For money.
No.
Okay, do you think that that's right?
Yeah, I don't think. Wait, you're emotionally satisfying the guy.
Okay, so you think a relationship is a give and take?
Eh?
Yes, now you think it's like, okay.
In a relationship, both of you have to benefit.
Okay.
So if you guys are not benefiting, then you're just wasting your time.
Okay, so it's fair for you to emotionally be there for the guy,
yeah,
and collect his money.
Obviously.
If he's cool with it, why not?
Okay, that's a nice.
And I feel like if you're in a relationship with a guy, him giving you money shouldn't even be like a debate or anything. He should want to give you money. Like, he should know that, oh yes, she's my girl, I'm going to spoil her. Because the fact that you asked her to be in that relationship, or like the moment you started dating her, you should have known that she's your responsibility, she's your priority, and you should be there for her, give her things that she asks for.
Treat her like your baby.
Princess treatment. Not even princess treatment, queen treatment.
Okay, you said princess treatment. Let me ask you, so what do you define princess treatment as? Zara, let's go to you. You don't know. Okay, you that said princess treatment, what do you define princess treatment as?
Basically, taking care of your girl, like, you know, treating her like a princess, like, different from every other girl, the way queens are being treated.
Okay, and you?
Giving her, like, the soft life she requires, you get.
She requires?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so back to you. You said something about giving her money, something about a relationship money, that if a guy is in a relationship with a girl, he has to spend on her, he has to give her money. So do you feel like a relationship can work without that money aspect?
No, it cannot.
It's like saying you should live without money.
Exactly.
Okay, but
money makes the world go round.
Okay, so a relationship cannot work without money.
If I broke, then what are you relationship inside the
exactly.
relationship?
You cannot say you want to enter a relationship and you come and bring your broke self to be with somebody.
No, you can't.
Fix yourself first. Like, I'm saying from both ends, the boy and the girl, they should both be financially stable to sponsor each other's lifestyle. Do you get?
Exactly, because it cannot be a one-sided thing. Like, your partner can just be giving you things all the time and then you're not doing anything. Like, you also, like, give too. Give what you can give. But, like, you cannot say you want to jump into a relationship. You don't have money. You don't have anything. I understand that most of us, like, in our generation right now, like, we're all youth, we're all young, and most of us are collecting allowance from our parents and everything. And I feel like you should not enter a relationship at this stage. Like, because it's just very, very unnecessary. Like, there's no point. Because you, personally, you cannot provide for your partner.
Yourself.
No, I can provide for myself.
Okay.
I have money for myself because I'm getting...
You're working.
I'm not working.
That's your parents' money now.
Exactly. It's my parents' money. And I cannot be using the money that my parents are giving me for two people when I know I'm not working.
Okay. So why do some
but
girls...
Then you expect the man
exactly.
to the money that his parents
you,
are giving him for two
that's
people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm... Wait, hold on.
That's what you said.
What I'm saying uh-huh. is that, like, I cannot enter... Like, if I want to be in a relationship with somebody, I cannot say I want to enter a relationship with somebody that is in my range, like, my level.
Okay.
I'll definitely enter with somebody that is higher.
Okay.
Like, because I know that people on my level, they're definitely getting allowance from their parents. They don't have, like, a very strong source of income. Do you get? So, I'll go with somebody higher that can sponsor my lifestyle.
Okay, so what's this lifestyle in question that we're talking about that you want to be sponsored?
Soft life now.
Exactly.
Tell us now, what are some of the things? Handbag, wig, is that it?
It's really not the material stuff.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
I feel like soft life is about being happy. Whatever that makes you happy. If it's handbag, if it's wig, or if it's traveling, anything that makes you happy.
Traveling, that's nice.
Anything that makes you happy.
Yes, no, it's nice. No, I said it's nice. Okay, so you now, let's ask you, Zara, what makes you happy? What does a man have to do to make you happy?
Communicate.
Okay.
Understand me.
Okay.
Spend on me.
No, spend on me. I want to elaborate. What type
it's
of
like
spending?
Buy me food because I'm a foodie.
Okay, buy you food. So you want him to just be buying you food every day?
Not every day, but like the days that I don't know, any day he feels like buying me food. And I can also buy him food too. It's like both of us are buying each other food because we will both be foodies.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, has any guy ever bought food for you?
Yeah.
Like, give an estimate of, like, how many times? Over 50, over 100?
You never reach 50.
Okay. How big? Like, how many?
How many guys?
How many times have they bought food for you?
All together.
Mm. That's why I said over 50, under 50.
I can't really say.
Okay. How many times have you bought food for a guy?
I'm always pushing. Well, when it comes to my guy friends, I'm always pushing, but they're like, no, they'll never collect
money. No guy friends, no guy friends. For the guy that you're with.
I've been single, guy.
But they have bought food for you.
Those are guys that were trying to, I don't know.
You don't
talking
know.
Stage, exactly.
Okay, so you cannot buy food for your talking stage, but your talking stage can buy food
I
for you.
I can definitely buy food for my talking
so
stage.
So why haven't
have.
You? No, but I asked you and you said you haven't.
Oh, did I? Can't recall.
So have you?
For me, basically,
yes.
I cannot buy food for my talking stage. I cannot invest in something that is not... I can't invest...
Serious.
Wait,
that's
no.
Serious.
See, I cannot invest in something that is a probability that it will work. Because
okay.
most times, talking stages don't last. Everything, probably one ghost, or they just stop talking, they fall out, one loses interest. After, I'll start feeling like a fool, like, okay, I spent this much on this person. I cannot invest in a talking stage, sorry. But if you're mine, like you're my man, definitely I'm going to spoil you.
Okay, can I ask you guys some questions, like personally?
Okay.
Okay, what's the most expensive gift you have gotten from a guy?
The most expensive gift?
Yeah.
Is yet to come.
No, the one that has come.
The one that has come.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think it was expensive. Like, the idea of it was expensive.
Okay. And tell us.
Oh my God. Please, if you listen to this, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
I'm sorry. I don't know if he feels comfortable with me sharing this on here, but like... But he will know who it is. Okay, so like, there was a time I was sick, I was in hospital, and I didn't know, it was like a surprise kind of thing. So, when I was in the hospital, he was texting me and everything. And next thing, I woke up, and then I received alerts from my account. I'm like, I'm not saying the amount, but I received an amount.
It was heavy.
The heaviest I received, let me know, like, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was not like, oh, wow. And I knew it was from him, so I not like said thank you and everything. Appreciated his gesture. And then the next day, I thought like it was just there. And he kept asking me questions like, oh, what hospital are you in? Because I was admitted in the hospital. I'm like, and I kept answering him like, because I just thought it was normal questions and all. And only for me to see his mom and sister coming with balloons and... And like, he knows that I like this thing. There's this like pack. I like this food pack. I like. Small and then he got, yes, now.
We are just blushing here for us.
Guys, shut up now. They don't know. So now he now like got that for me and stuff with like a card and everything. So most times it's not really the amount, like the it's the idea and everything. And he wasn't even in the country. So the fact that he did that from where he was and time difference and everything, I was like, oh, wow.
That's actually very, very thoughtful. Actually, that's very, very thoughtful.
Exactly.
We'll come back to you. Let's move to Zara. You, what's yours?
Well, it was my birthday and he took me like on a shopping spree.
He took you on a shopping spree?
Yeah.
Like you could buy anything you wanted?
Yeah, anything I wanted.
So what did you buy?
I got like dresses, like jewelry,
Pandora,
and a purse. Yeah,
Pandora.
I swear, guys.
Okay, so now back to you. Back to you, Serena. Mm. So you now, what gifts have you ever given? Because according to you at the start, you said that it should be both ways, right?
Wait.
So you, what have you given?
To a guy, I be to a girl.
To a guy.
Jesus. Mm. I gave him a gift box.
What was the gift
and box? It was just like nothing special. Like it wasn't a special day or anything. Like the idea, I was like, and he was my, like, we were dating at that time, and I gave him a gift box. I'm not going to tell you what was in the gift box, because like, it's personal. Maybe something spicy was inside. Who knows? Like,
wow, that's serious. You tell us.
I got him like this vest he wanted from this brand, and then I paid someone to make an edit of him. This was like 2020, so I paid someone to make an edit. Exactly. Then I wrote him like a very long paragraph, and I never write paragraphs, so it's like, I really like that guy.
What now happened? Did they serve you breakfast or what?
No, actually.
So you just ended
I wasn't happy.
You weren't happy.
And this was a day after his birthday.
Okay, shout back to what we're talking about. Back to our line. If you know suck, or if you know fuck, who go pay?
Fuck.
Okay, if you know fuck.
If you know suck.
If you know fuck, if you know suck, who go pay for her wig and handbag? Do you guys agree or disagree with this line? Personally, don't tell me that you are indifferent. Tell me, yes, I agree. No, I don't agree. Zara.
Some women do this.
No, I didn't ask you for some women. I didn't ask you for some women. I asked you.
I don't agree. She doesn't have to do that.
Okay.
For her handbag and wig to be paid for. No.
Okay, she doesn't have to
fuck and suck. Yes, no. She doesn't have to.
Okay. You, how about you? Do you agree or you don't? Like this, to me, I feel like there's nothing there if you agree with it. It's a valid mindset.
If she know fuck, she know suck. Okay, do I agree or do I disagree?
That's the question.
I agree to disagree.
That's not what I asked for. Which one is agree to disagree? Answer.
Okay, personally, I don't.
I feel like if a guy wants to actually spend on you, you don't have to do anything sexual for True. Him to spend on you.
Okay, but do you feel like it is fair for a guy to just spend on you and not get anything in return?
If it's nothing sexual,
we are doing charity, ba, or charity work.
No, I feel like he doesn't have to get anything in return that's sexual. Do you get? It doesn't have to be something sexual.
So you should be.
As we said, like earlier, it could be like emotional support and all that.
Exactly.
Quality time, girl. Acts of service. All those.
So doesn't that directly mean that he's paying for you to come and?
He's not necessarily paying. It's like I like you, and I'm showing you that I like you with gifts. Do you get?
Okay, he suggested it. He is the one to pay.
And at the same time, it's like, I know this guy likes this thing. Let's say he's been talking about a jersey. I buy it for him.
How many times have you done that?
I will do it next year.
You will? But how many times have you done this?
I've never done it because I don't do relationships.
But how many times have they done for you? You cannot count.
No, not really.
No, don't worry. You cannot count. You cannot count.
Ask.
The same thing now.
How many times
have you? No. Do you think it's fair for, like, a guy to spend on you and stuff like that and not get anything in return?
He's the one that chose to do it. I didn't force him.
Trisha.
If he's doing it by his own will, then he's enjoying it.
It's not like I asked, like, okay, do this, do that. Mm-mm. He just did it.
So men just want to see their woman happy, and that makes them happy.
Exactly.
Like my man.
That's... You're pressuring us here. Or us that were single, you're pressuring
for
us.
For real. What do you guys mean now?
You're in arrest.
Okay, now, let me ask another question. Do you guys believe in girlfriend allowance?
Yes, why not? And there should also be boyfriend allowance.
Okay. Why are you eyeing her? Because she said boyfriend allowance. You answer.
Wait. Yes, I believe in girlfriend allowance. But I don't believe in boyfriend allowance.
Why not?
I feel like girlfriend allowance is like you are giving your girl money monthly. Because that's what allowance is.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend allowance, I feel like you should just... Whenever he wants something... Or maybe... Because most guys... When guys... Like, guys have this tendency. They want something, they will not ask. So I feel like you should just do that without them asking. You shouldn't like... You shouldn't have to like give them money every month because... Fuck.
Trisha, she's right.
Okay, so but you guys believe in girlfriend allowance?
Yes, I strongly believe in it.
Why do you strongly believe in it?
Because you're meant to spoil your girl. She's yours. She's your responsibility. Okay. She's your priority.
Trisha, you're the
me personally, I don't believe in girlfriend allowance. I feel like allowance or...
How long have you been single?
Okay, wait, I have not been single for long.
I feel like maybe you don't have to give her money monthly.
Exactly.
But like regularly.
No, not even. I feel like you can just... As you said, spoil her, buy her gifts, do this, do that, take
and
her on dates.
And if you know her account is a bit low, you just help her top it up.
Exactly. But like the whole thing of sitting down to be giving somebody allowance every month, I feel like that's very...
I feel like if you guys are very
mad.
Serious and the man is earning seriously, like...
Okay,
we're talking Ronaldo level.
Yeah,
there should be allowance.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, in that case, I think that can be understandable. But like in our own...
But like
now.
You, Seth, if you know the person that you are dating is not financially stable, like to give you that lifestyle that you want... Break up with him.
You don't even tell her to be patient with him. You're telling her to break up with him. Why
if she
you
really loves him and she's happy, but like he just doesn't have the money and she has the money, she can help him now. It's like a man always needs a woman to help him.
No, a man needs a woman to reach success.
Yeah, no, to help him reach success.
Wait. What are you people saying?
I feel like every man needs a woman.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to like spending and like managing his money. I feel like
you feel like men, we cannot take care of.
Really
yes, you guys you genuinely let me not lie. See,
guys don't know how to manage money.
Let me not lie.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring my family into this. But okay, men don't know how to spend. Because in my house, well, it's my mom that usually manages the money and stuff, but my dad definitely has access to it for sure. That's because if they leave that money with him, he'll spend that viciously. And my mom is more responsible with money.
So
I strongly disagree with that point, because it's girls that like lavish
lives.
Men
don't overspend. Women can overspend, but I feel like
overspend more than men. I don't know what you
mean.
Yeah,
but I feel like a woman wouldn't do it to the point where it's like she wouldn't have to go into betting to like try and save. Exactly. Do you understand? It's like,
so are you trying to say that men are going to
a man would go and gamble and lose everything? I doubt a woman would actually do that.
She would
basically buy it. Sorry, she would basically spend her money on like luxury, and she can always sell that and make money back. Do you understand? But a man will just close his eye and go and gamble and lose everything.
Okay, so you're trying to say that women make smart investments.
Yes.
And men make stupid investments. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what you think.
No, that's what I think.
That's what you think.
Okay, you people that are listening, what are you hearing? Let it not be as if it's only me that's hearing this. So
from what you guys
are saying, that men bet. Men bet and waste money. And stuff like that, but like
not all men,
yeah, but men that do bet, but isn't betting like a way of making more money?
I feel like betting is very stupid,
very risky.
Wow, very stupid is deep. They will drag you.
He's risky.
Yeah, they should drag Zimnan.
No, I'm not the one that said it to.
It's risky.
I think that, but every investment is risky.
Because at the end of the day, when you lose, you start being acting as if you are going through depression after, and you are the one that put yourself in that situation.
So it's bad because like some people actually get addicted to betting.
Okay.
And once you're at that level, you're just going to end up broke.
Okay. Do you guys believe in Forex? Or do you, Forex?
I have, my best friend does Forex, so okay. Kinda.
Have you told him to stop or her?
Well, when he told me the amount that he lost, but he told me the amount he had gained from it. And I was like, I didn't even know what to say. So, he's making money, Charles.
How about crypto?
I'm all these things. I beg, leave it.
Okay, but what I'm just trying to let you guys know is that at the end of the day, all of them have their risk levels. Betting.
But betting has more risk.
Actually, I don't think so. Betting does not have more risk. I'm glad I'm telling you. No, I'm not asking you how. I'm just telling you that it does not have more this thing. Okay, Sha, back to that Odumodu line. I want to ask you guys, you know, when the line came up, it became controversial on Twitter and social media, where women were saying, this is a very disgusting line, this, you know about that, right? Yeah, and then I think one girl proceeded to say that women should work for their money so that no man will tell them such.
Yeah.
So what's you guys' take on that?
I feel like genuinely women should actually work for their money.
Trisha, be your own boss lady.
Be your own boss lady.
Yeah.
Do you feel like what you guys have said today has reflected what you just said now? What can't you answer now?
I can.
Answer.
Yeah, some parts of it.
Some parts of it.
It's like, see, a woman can be earning and still be getting girlfriend allowance.
Exactly.
If that's what she likes and that's what the boyfriend likes to, or husband, whoever. Like, if the, like, there are some men that love spending on their women. Like, because obviously, most women love money. It's like,
everybody loves money.
True, everyone loves money. So who wouldn't love to get money? And if a man has it at his disposal to give his girlfriend, he will give it to her. If it makes her happy, it makes him happy too.
Exactly.
Win-win.
Win-win.
Exactly.
Okay, but like, why do you guys feel like... not you guys, but like girls in general, why do girls feel like, you know, do you feel like at this age you should be getting that type of treatment? Question.
I'm an adult. Yes, I should.
Okay.
Yeah. I genuinely feel like I should get that because I deserve it.
What makes you deserve it? Sorry, is it a question?
Because I'm emotionally there for you, and why the fuck wouldn't you?
Not only emotionally, like, I'm speaking for Serena, not for myself.
Okay.
She probably brings a lot to the table, so.
Okay, like what? That I was getting there, but since you guys came there, what do you think you bring to the table?
Emotional support.
Okay.
Beauty brains.
What's it?
Beauty and brains.
Yeah. And I can also sponsor my man's lifestyle. Like,
if he doesn't have the money at the moment, he can always come to me. And he will get more than that.
Sponsor his lifestyle.
Yeah, I can.
You can sponsor somebody's lifestyle.
I can sponsor your own
too. You can't sponsor my lifestyle.
That you boys have this idea of, I can't ask my girl. I don't want to.
To sponsor our lifestyle.
Exactly. Scam your dads today.
I'm not scamming. God forbid.
No, now, not like scam per se. Like, ask them for an amount and then.
Like, daddy, my boyfriend needs this amount of
Jesus.
Money. Please, can you send it to me? If you send it to me, I'm sending it to my boyfriend.
It's but like, the truth is that. Guys,
because when I needed money, he gave me anytime I needed it. So it's like, if he needs, I'm always going to be there for him.
I'll go out on my way. Exactly.
To do like good stuff for him. Do what he wants.
Please him.
Okay, another question. Do you guys feel like it's fair to put this pressure on guys who do not have allowance? Sorry, who are living off allowance?
Leave them.
Okay,
don't be with them. Okay. If you know they can't give you that lifestyle that you know you want. Don't be with them.
If he's still living off allowance, that means that he's not like independent. So what's your business in a relationship if you're not on your own? Like, I feel like you need to be on your own. You need to see the real world, not mommy and daddy money, mommy and daddy's boy. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Unless you love him and he's giving you proper dick, then you can be there.
That's serious.
That's really serious, Serena.
That's very, very, very serious.
Serena.
Very, very serious.
Yes, now, because most girls just like, they're stupid. Like, you just be with this guy. He's not doing anything for you, but you claim you love him. This is because of what? Dick. You have been stigmatized. Please, leave him alone. He's not good for you.
Sex.
It's not all about sex, but like, still though, they're not doing. It's not about sex though, but still, they're not giving you the lifestyle that you know you want and desire. So, like, leave them. They are not meeting your standards because. Don't ever drop your standards for anyone.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Yes, I'm sorry, I have to ask you. So you now, what are your standards? Let's start with you, Zara. What are your standards?
Okay, basically, my standards are like, be loyal, a God-fearing man, a man that's wise. Like, you don't always have to be book smart, but like, just don't be stupid. Don't make silly mistakes. And even if you do, or you're about to, I'll be there to advise you, because me, I know I'm not stupid. Chiget. And then the thing of loyalty is like, I'm not saying you shouldn't. Obviously, people make mistakes. So if you end up cheating, at least just come and be honest with me and tell me. Honesty is another thing. It's like, come and tell me. I will not kill you. I'll definitely forgive you, because it's like.
Definitely.
I'll definitely forgive you. It just all depends on how you go about it. Yeah. It's like, if you come and you're not trying to make me.
Like gaslight.
Exactly, gaslight. There's no way. But if you cheat and you actually come and tell me, like, okay, let's say it wasn't like you people can cheat and it's not even planned. It's like it just happens in the moment.
It just happens, yeah.
Exactly.
It's very possible.
I'll definitely forgive you. Because
I can
do the same thing too.
Okay. Yeah.
Jesus, wait. Did she just say that?
And I know
cheat?
It's a one time thing.
Wait.
That's why I forgive.
Wait. Did you just say that if he cheats you forgive him?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Jesus is Lord.
Why? No, I feel like, because I'm not saying like the cheating where you've been talking to this babe for a while, you plan it, everything.
Like one night stand type shit.
Not really, but like maybe you're in the club and then one babe just comes and you're under the influence, or even if you're not under the influence and you just say and collect that wine. It's like
guy, come back and tell me.
You know, if that woman walks up to you on a normal day, you wouldn't even show interest. You wouldn't want. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'll forgive you. Because I can also make the same mistake. Everyone makes mistakes.
I like this.
It's just the kind of mistake you've made. If you plan the cheating, I know that means you don't want me. It's that woman you want. So go and have her. That's just it.
No. I'm sorry. I don't support.
And if it's a consistent thing, then I'll probably just walk away.
Because, like, I have this mentality of, if you are drunk, like, you're under the influence, and you know you're in a relationship, and you claim you loved your partner, when you are drunk, you should be looking for your partner. Like, you should be like, oh, my girl this, my girl that. You're all about your girl, bro.
But, like,
you
know, people make mistakes.
People make mistakes. That means the person probably forced you into that thing, under the influence. Because you cannot say that you are drunk. I feel like being drunk and you cheat is not an excuse.
True, Sha. It's genuinely not an excuse.
Because if you are drunk and you cheat on your partner, that's bullshit, bro. Like,
it is, but owning up to your mistake is where we can start our journey of reconciling and knowing how to move forward from there. Do you understand?
Emotional manipulation. He's going to know that you feel pity for him, and then he's going to be like, oh, she'll definitely accept me because he knows how you feel about him. And he knows
there's a way you honestly punish him that he'll never do that again.
Okay, tell us the ways.
Exactly. Maybe like
doing it back,
because doing it back is like just going back on your standard.
Doing it back would just be stupid anyway, but like you could just make him know that he's losing you, basically. It's like this thing he's doing, like, because for me now, I know I bring a lot to the table, and if any relationship that ever ends, be it friendship or anything more than that, it's like once I'm out, there's no way you will not come back. Like, they always come back.
Let's go.
That confidence.
They always come back. So it's like, you're definitely going to come back.
Definitely. So it's definitely. Like, he's already sure. He's sure you die.
Yeah. And if I know that, okay, I've understood the whole situation. The reason why I said I'll forgive is because I know I can't make that kind of mistake. So it's like, obviously, I'll forgive you. And even if I can't make that kind of mistake, there's a way you go about it. It's like, I'm in a relationship for 4 years. This guy happens to cheat once. And it's just once. I should lose everything because of one cheating.
Let me just be honest with you.
And I'm happy in the relationship.
Wait. Let me just be honest with you. If there's any guy that knows that, oh, they can be in a relationship with you, and if they cheat, they know this information. If they cheat, they just come to you and tell you, Baba, you are just fooling yourselves.
Exactly.
Let me just be honest with you. That's the bottom line. You are just fooling yourselves.
Once, they have this mentality that, oh, yes, if I do it again, she probably won't find out. And if she does,
I'll just
like find a way. That's what I'm saying. Emotional manipulation. Oh, these guys know this thing.
It's not something where I'm going to be forgiven every single time. It's like,
let's say they tell you once. They tell you once today, okay, you forgive. They'll just go and do like 500 times and come back and maybe tell you one. Like, they must not even tell you. As long as you don't find out. And you just be there. Maybe you two will be doing your own. And people will just be there fooling yourselves.
Yeah, they won't worry. They will go and marry other people now.
Unless money is involved.
You said unless money is involved.
No, I did not say it.
You said that.
Sorry, I think that's what you said.
Okay. Would you stay in a relationship where there's money, but like you're not getting what you want, but like,
I would stay longer than I should, but I'll definitely leave in the end. Like, but I'll stay longer.
Let's say, like, this is your scenario now. Let's say, okay, he cheats and he comes to you and he tells you, and then he goes back and he continues
to cheat. It depends on the kind of cheat, you know. Like, there are levels to this, okay, to this cheating game. It's like, it's not the extreme cheating where there has been someone or other people. That one, I would definitely leave you on the spot. I won't even ask you a question. I would just walk out. It will pain me. I would die in silence. But like, I would definitely walk out immediately.
Oh, you have missed the money, oh. The bag.
Am I broke? As I said, I'll be a boss lady. Or I am a boss lady. It's like, we're both financially stable. Because I feel like if you're not both financially stable, you have no business in a relationship.
Now, question. I'm so sorry. Just a question.
Wait, let me say something. If you're not both financially stable and he has the audacity to cheat on you, then you have no reason to stay in the relationship.
But if you are there for the money, you stay now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, exactly. But like, if he's not financially stable and he's still cheating on you, you are saying, you want to forgive him for cheating. Jesus is Lord. Why?
Okay, but if he's financially stable, you can consider forgiving him.
You can stay for a while.
Okay.
But in the end, you definitely leave because you know that you can't marry this kind of person.
Exactly.
But he has the money now.
Money isn't everything.
Exactly, because you cannot be with somebody that is not making you happy, and or because he's giving you money or doing, like, basically giving you, making you happy and all, and he's not giving you, like, he's not being loyal to you. Maybe he's even probably abusing you, like, mentally, not physically, though. Like, if it's physically, leave immediately. But if it's mentally, please leave. Still leave.
After that first slap or first attempt on
the
slap.
If he punches the wall, that's one day that wall will be you. Please leave. That's scary.
Your boss lady face.
Have you guys ever been in an abusive situation?
In an abusive situation?
Yeah.
No, I have never been in an
abusive. I feel like you have.
You and who?
It's a feeling.
It's not me, God forbid.
Well, mental abuse, yes. Like, he was not treating me right. Like, he was just messing with my mental intelligence. Making me feel stupid. Manipulation, gaslighting, Jesus is Lord.
Sorry, I'm so sorry to point this out. But earlier when I asked you what you brought to the table, you said you brought intelligence. So how did you you said you brought, I'm sorry. You said you brought intelligence. Okay, if you are listening, go back and listen. She said intelligence. So how did your intelligence fail you that she was able to mentally abuse you?
Well, basically, because you know when they say when you love someone, you're vulnerable.
Okay, that's valid.
Exactly. That's valid. I genuinely loved him. So I was just being a fool. And when I finally opened my eyes and actually thought this situation through, like, Omo, Serena, this guy, I left too.
Sadly, there are actually girls that fall into this type of situation.
Sadly.
Very sadly. Like, I've seen one with my eyes. You are listening to this. I've seen it all. And it's very, very sad. Like, is it that when girls fall in love, like, they don't have...
You know when they say when you love someone, you are basically a fool for the person? Like, they say that the difference between somebody that is in love and somebody that is in the mental asylum, like, that is crazy. There's no difference. Like, the difference is not much. Because you can basically do anything for this person because you love them. Like, if you love somebody, you want to do enough for the person. Like, do a lot. Go out of your way for this person. You know, do things that you know you wouldn't even do on a normal day for this person because all in the name of love. I know you say love is scary. You cannot just go and love anybody like that. But have to love the right person. If not, we'll mess with your intelligence.
I agree.
Thank you guys for keeping it locked in till now. It's been such an amazing journey riding with you guys since... I think February, yeah, that's like 9, 10, or even like 11 months or more. It's been such an amazing ride, such an amazing journey with you guys. And honestly, I owe it all to every single one of you, to all the listeners, to all the fans, to all the people who share, who love Midnight Shayo. I owe the whole success and everything to you guys. You guys are the real heroes and the real, you know, people behind everything. Thank you so much. I want to thank everyone, man, everybody that has been a part of this, all the people that I've had on, all the people, man, everybody, thank you guys so much. It's been such an amazing journey. I never expected that it would come this far, but thank God that it has come this far. So yeah, you guys should, contrary to what I said at the beginning about the second part coming in next week, it will come in next year. So just stay tuned in and stay locked in. You can follow our social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and X at Midnight Shayo, to be the first to find out when something new is dropping, because something can drop at any time. You don't know. I might just surprise you and drop something at any time. So make sure you stay locked onto our social media platforms at Midnight Shayo. Remember, on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Also, don't forget to follow us on your podcast streaming platform. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Boomplay, whatever it is that you're listening from. Don't forget to follow us from there and put a notification so that you'd be notified when a new episode drops. Don't forget to also rate us. And we have a new dating show. You can watch that on YouTube, on our YouTube channel at Midnight Shayo on YouTube. It's called Stay or Sway. It's very, very nice. It's very, very nice. It will also be available as an audio podcast from next year, so stay tuned for that. So yeah, so we have so many big things, so many big surprises coming to you next year. If you blink, you will miss it. So don't blink. Stay tuned and just be ready for anything. Be ready for so many surprises because we're coming in hot. You'll never be able to expect what you're going to get. So just stay locked in. So thank you very much. It's been such an amazing midnight with you. I'll be back soon. This time I actually mean it, sooner than you think. I'll be back. So don't snooze. If you snooze, you lose. Don't blink, because if you blink, you might just miss it. It's Zoomnan here, signing out for the year. Have an amazing Christmas and a wonderful new year. I'll be back.